The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And oh, what a crew it is. It's Golf Talk America, live from the Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center. They're our host this week here in Atlanta, Georgia, and if you've been under a rock for most of your life, you don't know what's going on here, this is the Tour Championship. This is it. The FedEx Cup, one trophy, one $15 million check, one winner this year, not two winners. Frank Bassett joining you live from the lobby, again, of the Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center, our host. Great place. The Omni Hotels and Resorts, of course, is a sponsor of Golf Talk America, and we absolutely appreciate everything they do. You can't serve liquor before 9 o'clock in Georgia, and the bar is open, so we're ready to have some fun here at day two of the Tour Championship. Let's get to it. Tim Matthews is not with us today, but Tim's replacement, if you will, is the a lovely young person, young lady, who's hosted with me many times before, always at the Masters, Miss Diane Knox from Secret Golf and PGA Tour Live.
I love that you called me young.
You are young.
Thank you. That's a great start to the day.
Isn't it? Yeah. Welcome.
I feel like Atlanta traffic sometimes doesn't make me feel very young.
I told you yesterday.
But my gosh, yeah. I mean, I live in Jacksonville Beach, where we don't really have a lot of traffic, so... Atlanta is what an amazing city, though. It's great to be here. I've never been to the Tour Championship before, never been to East Lake until this week, and I'm so happy. It's just an amazing experience.
Wait until you go into the clubhouse and see all of the memorabilia from Bobby Jones. It's incredible. The trophies. It's incredible in that clubhouse. What an historic, historic area of town. You know, East Lake is because of Mr. Cousins. The club recovered and the community recovered, and the kids now have a chance.
Yeah, it's
there.
Amazing.
It really is.
I was talking to people from the East Lake Foundation as well, and there's a lot of kids that are helping out at the tournament this week as standard bearers or doing a whole host of things. They were even asking some questions at press conferences, and it's great to see that real community involvement. And for such a big event, it's the playoff finale.
This
final
is it.
Event.
30 men. It's going to be something. Last week, of course, you know, we were at Medina. Mm-hmm. You weren't with us, unfortunately, but 25 under par at Medina.
Yeah, I was watching it.
Crazy.
And they were tearing it up. It didn't feel like a FedEx Cup playoff event to me.
No.
But having said that, I think it set things up nicely for this week with the new scoring system. And, well, we're going to get in and talk about that. But I think after day one, it's not as clean cut as we thought it was going to be. So I'm really excited for the next 3 days.
I am too. Let's jump on to something right now to explain the new scoring system and how it works. I mean, I'll let you talk about it.
Okay.
Start at 10 under par. How do you start at minus 10?
So Justin Thomas last week winning the BMW Championship, that jumped him up from 15th in the FedEx Cup standings all the way to number one because it's quadruple points. So he started this week on 10 under par. Patrick Cantlay was second in the standings. He started on 8 under par. So before JT even hit a ball on Thursday, he had a two-shot lead. It's crazy.
Hello.
But having said that, now that we're on Friday and we've had the first day of competition, everyone thought, well, not everyone thought, that's a bit of a bold statement, but JT was in this prime position.
Oh.
And
Catbirds.
He didn't really capitalize it on day one. So
even par. You know, the old adage, two things that don't last long in life are dogs who chase cars and pros who make pars.
It's true.
You have got to go low.
But the thing is, like, the point system worked its way down. So the guys that were 26 to 30 started on level par. And if you think about it, you know, some guys will make the cut and have, you know, be 10 shots behind the leader. And then they can go on and close that deficit and win, you know, especially thinking about the Masters. And
yeah, exactly.
So these guys now have 4 days to close that gap.
Well, three now.
three now.
Because they're three tied at 10 under par.
Mm-hmm. Which I love. I love the fact it worked out that way. Xander Schauffele had an incredible day yesterday.
64. How do you shoot a 64 on East Lake? That's a long golf course, mm-hmm. plays to par 70.
Yeah.
And it's all Bermuda rough. So the ball doesn't. It's gone. Once it hits
Xander's
the rough, it goes away.
Xander's won here before. I think that that's a huge part of it as well. That end of the year, you've had a good season. And you're coming back to play the Tour Championship, which you've won before. And he was starting on 4 under par. So shooting 6 under yesterday, he's got himself right in it.
And there's another guy who's tied at 10 under par. His name is
I don't know,
Kepka.
But I saw some like naked photos of him the other day.
Where? What? Ooh. I have not seen it. This is PGA Tour Radio. We can't talk about
it's
that.
It's for the Sports Illustrated body issue.
You know, that actually they asked me. And, oh. do not laugh. That is so unnice.
I'm sorry. I couldn't even control
so,
that.
So he shoots 3 under par, mm-hmm. which puts him right there. Justin Thomas had to shoot 3 or 4 under yesterday. Really, I believe needed to shoot at least 3 under par yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in his press conference the other day, and he said that he had like a number in mind that he wanted to shoot every day. And I'm guessing it was probably about that, because then it would be like steady steps to capitalize on that lead, that two-shot lead, 10 shots over some. But
so he backed up.
Now it's interesting. But I wanted it to happen this way because nobody wants a runaway winner.
No, nobody does. And the tour wanted it to happen this way too.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Let's discuss that too, because the point system was so confusing. And it was poor Steve Sands from NBC. Uh-huh. You know, Steve's a friend of ours, as you know. And he's out of a job now. His whiteboard has been taken away. He doesn't have to explain the point system. Yeah. Now it's easy for the fans to look at it and say, okay, he's 10 under, he's 7 under, he's 6 under, like you see all year. And you really don't look at the FedEx Cup points as much in this.
Yeah, which I do like. I do think overall it's easier for the fans to understand. I think that we're so engrossed in this little golf bubble that sometimes we find it hard to look from the outside.
Yeah, but we do.
I think that now, after one day of it, even yesterday I was following the scoreboard and my eyes kept darting back and forth like, okay, so what are they today and what does that put them at total with the new scoring system? And it takes a little while to get used to it.
Yeah, it does.
But you just have to look at that top number and then go with it. So overall, now that we've started, I do think it's a lot easier to understand.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. As far as stats are concerned and the way these guys are playing, I mean, I don't want to get too technical on this show. There
Please
are other shows
do.
That can
I
do
love that.
I know you do, but there are other shows that do that more than we do. But when you look at the top three, I mean, every day is moving day in this tournament. Every day is moving day, mm-hmm. not Saturday.
And the thing about East Lake is it is one of the most demanding courses on the PGA Tour circuit when it comes to accuracy off the tee. So you have to be hitting your driver well. And if you're in the rough, then the roughier is so penalizing.
Oh, Lord.
That's got to be the number one stat. For example, looking at Mark Leishman yesterday, who's one of the secret golfers.
Right.
I caught up with him at the end of the day. And
we need to explain to our listeners, not to interrupt, but
what
secret golf is, which is you're very involved with Steve Elkington and mm-hmm. secretgolf.com, which we'll get to a little later in the show, but I just wanted to explain
of course.
Secret golf very quickly. Now, so, Leishman did what?
Well, as you say, Steve Elkington is involved. It's his company, and we're like a golf digital media company.
Okay.
And we have 31 tour players that are assigned to us across PGA Tour, Korn Ferry Tour and the LPGA Tour, and two of them playing this week. Jason Kokrak, who was on the number at 30, first time in the Tour Championship, so great for him.
Very nervous.
And Mark Leishman was starting at number 21.
And one of my favorite people. What a great story. What a great person. Sweetheart of a man. Mark Leishman's incredible.
But yesterday, he didn't have the best day. It was 3 over. I'm waiting for him on the 18th green to interview him afterwards. And I thought, oh my gosh, you need a positive. No birdies. Then he eagled 18.
Yeah.
So 1 over for the day. So it puts him at level par for the tournament because he started on 1 under.
Yeah.
But he said that his driver was the thing that saved him yesterday. And I think I was looking at the accuracy stats and he was, I think, just outside the top 10 for yesterday. But that was great, and it just shows that that is the key component to your game here at East Lake, because you have to be accurate off the tee.
Yeah, Mark Leishman's had a fairly good year. I mean, mm-hmm. let's
7 top 10s, 1 win.
Yeah, that's
he was
good
second
year.
At the WGC in Memphis just not long ago.
Which I was there. We missed you in Memphis. We were going to take you to the Rendezvous and give you some ribs. And what a great
place. Take you to the Rendezvous. Wow. Yeah.
Well, no. The Rendezvous is a famous restaurant, a famous restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee. We are here live in the Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center. Omni's our host this week. I have the lovely Diane Knox from PGA Tour Live and Secret Golf co-hosting with me, as she does numerous times during the year. We have a lot of fun together. Players Championship, we always are live from the Marriott there. Have a lot of fun outside of Starbucks, where all the players gather in the morning.
That's always a fun place to be.
Yeah, it is a fun. But this is a fun place. And thank you, Omni Hotels, for all of your sponsorship throughout the year. So, Diane, let's sort of preface today and what we have. Number one, very few clouds in the sky. They're predicting some storms, but later in the p.m. So I think we'll get through the day. We're going to have a heat index in the mid-90s or more. East Lake is, the topography is such that it's much like Augusta. On TV, it doesn't look hilly, but here there are a lot of long walks and a lot of tall hills to climb at East Lake.
Yeah, I walked the course on Tuesday and Wednesday and could not believe the elevation. Like, I just wasn't expecting it to be as hilly as it is. But, it's tough. It's tough out there. And it is hot. And I know it's such a cliche thing to be like, oh, my gosh, it's so hot
in Atlanta.
Well, you're
from Scotland.
But it is. It is hot.
It's hot. You don't have a sea breeze. Where you live, you know, the worst thing that ever happens in regard to traffic where you live is a flip-flop blowout. I mean, that's about
that's
it to get to
true.
The beach. You know, what are you, 10 steps or whatever from the ocean?
Yeah, not far.
Yeah, I thought so. Diane Knox from Secret Golf. Hey, tell us real quick before we take a break. Tell us what's going on with Secret Golf. I know you did interview Leishman yesterday. Mm-hmm. You guys have a lot of great players. Ryan Palmer, who's one of my favorite guys in the world, is one of your Secret Golfers. We'll be playing in his tournament in October in Plano, Texas, at Glen Eagles, I believe, for his charity, the Ryan Palmer, I should say, Foundation event out there. You should come out for that.
Yeah, I would love to. I was talking to him at the Northern Trust. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been great. We have had a lot of our players. I think we had 10 of them in the playoffs in the top 125. So that was awesome. And I went to Liberty National to catch up with them all there and just kind of talk about the season, wrap up the season a little bit. And as I said, we're down to two guys that have made it to the Tour Championship, Leishman and Kokrak. But yeah, so I mean, my job is content pretty much for social media and for our website. So I just kind of go around and catch up with the guys at tournaments. I've been to a lot of tournaments this year, actually. So I've spent a bit of time talking to them and for the podcast, we'll try and get them on the phone every week. And yeah, it's great. We have a really good team of guys. And a lot of them, I mean, Ryan Palmer, you just mentioned, just missed out on the... Yes. We had a few that just missed out on the top 30. Ryan Palmer, JT Poston finished at 32, who had his debut win at the Wyndham just a few weeks ago. But we have a lot of guys that have all said that this season was a real... not breakthrough season, but kind of a defining season to show them just how good their game is and where they're at and how to take it forward. Ryan Palmer said to me, after 16 years on tour, the season has been his best season to date. And he said that he's just got this new confidence in his game and he's enjoying it more and a different attitude towards things. And he went to the claw with his putter.
Saw that.
And he said that that's just made all the difference.
Really?
Oh, man. He just said that at 42 years old, he's feeling really good and he's found something. And it's amazing to hear that.
The claw, of course, our listeners are fairly well versed in golf, so they know that it takes the right hand out of it. Mm-hmm. I can't putt that way. I can't do it. I'm not a Ryan Palmer either. So
Ryan Palmer's always been a really good putter. And looking at his stats for the year, he's number one within 3 feet.
Yeah.
So he's had 511 putts and he's made 100% of them.
Don't jinx him.
I know. Well, he's not playing this week.
I know
so
he's not playing, but don't jinx him for the new season, which starts at the Greenbrier.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ryan will be playing at the Greenbrier or not. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But we'll be there at the Greenbrier for the kickoff, a military tribute at the Greenbrier, the kickoff of the 2019-2020 PGA Tour wraparound season. And that's just 3 weeks away.
Gosh,
is
I need
that
a break.
Crazy? No, you don't.
I need to sleep for 2 weeks.
You have fun doing this. Diane Knox from Secret Golf. So let's. I don't want to take a break just yet because I want to talk about some players that aren't here. Number one that we talk about, and you know the name. Mm-hmm. It starts with a T and ends with a Mr. Woods.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jordan as your first one.
Well, you know how much I love the Spieth family, and we do a lot with their family foundation. But Tiger Woods is not here, the defending champion of the Tour Championship. Historic win, as Doug Bell called it last year. This is history when Tiger Woods won.
Yeah, and it was.
But he's not here. I thought it was going to be a void, but it isn't. The energy, the excitement, the one trophy, not two. So now you're not going to have two different winners. As Justin Rose said last year, nobody's going to remember who won the Tour Championship because Tiger Woods, won the FedEx Cup because Tiger Woods won the Tour Championship.
I mean, that's only happened three times. Last year was, as you say, Woods winning the Tour Championship and Rose winning the FedEx Cup. The year before, when it was Justin Thomas who won the FedEx Cup and Xander won here. And then, 2009 when it was Tiger and Phil?
Tiger and Phil. That was just classic.
But I think that's obviously what triggered the tour to make this change, is the fact that for the 2 years previous, there were two different winners on the Sunday, each winning something different. And it was confusing because at the end of the day, you're like, okay, is he making this putt for the Tour Championship? For Justin Rose, kind of fell away on Sunday. And
Tiger almost won it all.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Almost won it all.
And it was confusing to watch. So, yeah, I get that. But Tiger Woods, if you think about it, he hasn't had the best season.
No.
Okay,
well,
so he won.
Have a win.
He did, and he won the Masters. Incredible. But if you think about it, we have two major champions that are not here this week. Shane Lowry.
Yeah.
And Tiger Woods.
And that seems odd to me.
Uh-huh. But
it is the Tour Championship, and it's a culmination of all the good play throughout
exactly.
the year.
Exactly. And I'm not saying anyone can go out and have a good week, but they can. These guys are the best players in the world. Anyone can go out and have an amazing week and win a tournament. Tiger winning the Masters was monumental.
Yes, it was.
For sport.
It was for sport.
For
yeah,
everything.
All of sport.
But in reality, he hasn't had that great a season. And he hasn't had a consistent season. And since winning the Masters, have we really seen that Tiger spark again?
No.
He also hasn't played a lot.
So, well, you know, when we watch him, and I know a lot of our listeners will relate to this, when you watch Tiger Woods play, everyone's holding their breath with every swing because they're just totally afraid of him wincing just once or twice and holding his back with the fusion surgery surgery that he had.
Well, when he teed off at the Northern Trust,
yeah,
first tee shot, I said, this guy's never going to make it. He's never going to be able to play four rounds.
Why did you say that?
Because you could just see it in him. He was like
in pain, tired.
Yeah. He was walking gingerly. He just didn't look like himself. And
scary.
You go on social media, and was the general consensus. Because you're right, people are watching for every little movement. And he withdrew after the first round.
Exactly. And the media doubles down on that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, we as media, we're tour media, which is a little bit different.
But
the general media, but we care very,
everyone
very much.
Everyone cares. Everyone wants Tiger to do well. Nobody's rooting against him.
No, nobody. How could you ever root against Tiger Woods? One of the greatest stories in all of sport.
Mm-hmm.
The Masters, incredible. We were there. We had a good time. You're listening to Golf Talk America live in Atlanta, Georgia. We're at the Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center. Where's Wolf? I want Wolf Blitzer on the show.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Matthew Wolf.
Well, Matthew Wolf is another story that we'll bring up in the next segment because watch that fella. He's going to play some good golf. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more from the Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hey, and we're back. We're at the Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center, and wow, what a fabulous facility this place is. It's right in the heart of CNN. I mean, if you walk through this lobby and out down an escalator, you can see CNN World Headquarters. There's the globe. There's the escalator that takes you to the top. They have the tours, and I still want Wolf on the show. I mean, where's Wolf Blitzer when you need him? You know, he could do some news for us. Frank Bassett joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia, the Tour Championship, alongside Diane Knox from Secret Golf and PGA Tour Live.
So good to be here.
It's good to see you
also,
again.
The Mercedes-Benz Stadium is right beside us here, where the Atlanta
you were there
Falcons
last night.
Play. I was there last night. It is out of this world.
That stadium's incredible.
I have never seen anything like it. And the roof. There's like the dome roof, so you're indoors and I've only been in a few stadiums, bearing in mind I have only been here a couple of years, but that is very impressive.
That's very impressive. She's from Scotland, if you can't tell. So, and we'll have to give props to your brother, your little brother, who plays on the PGA Tour, Russell Knox. How's Russell?
He's in Peru right now.
What?
He didn't make it to the Tour Championship, so he went to Peru.
To Peru.
Yeah.
Well, that's tough duty. How are your parents?
They are fabulous, thank you.
Make
they
sure
wish they were here also.
Mom and Dad, hello. We love your parents. They're great people.
Yes, I love
Diane
them
Diane Knox, outside of doing PGA Tour Live and Golf Talk America, is also part of Secret Golf, secretgolf.com. Go check that out because Steve Elkington spearheads that effort. How many players?
31
PGA Tour players are part of the Secret Golf family, and if you want some great instruction, go check it out. It's an unbelievable site. There's also an SG Tour app you can download, and I'll talk more about that later, but let's get to it. The man who has taken care of Golf Talk America for the past 4 years, as we come through Atlanta for the Tour Championship, is sitting next to us here. Zach Craig is the Director of Sales and Marketing for the Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center. Hey, buddy.
Frank, thank you for being here. Thank you both for being here. We're so delighted to have you back again for the 2019 Tour Championship.
It's great to be here. You guys are so good. What? My room, you took a chance and gave me a balcony this year. I'm very careful. I'm not going to drop anything down on the people walking on the sidewalk. But what a gorgeous view overlooking the park and the what do they call that thing? The Eye on Atlanta or something? That big.
That's right. The Eye Ferris wheel is right here and right in the heart of the city. Wanted to give you that balcony view so you really could enjoy the skyline.
Beautiful.
All the close proximity to the attractions from the Georgia Aquarium to Mercedes-Benz Stadium like we discussed.
And last night, by the way, you guys, I mean, I don't know how you do it because you had so many people, but it was a well-oiled machine. You had the Queen concert going on. You have the Braves playing, and you have the Falcons and the Redskins in a preseason game last night all at the same time. And there were a ton of people, but it was a well-oiled machine here.
We were so blessed with an ideal location in downtown Atlanta. So if you haven't been here recently or you're expecting to travel to Atlanta, please come visit us here at the Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center. Very close to all the attractions from College Football Hall of Fame to World of Coca-Cola. And certainly if you're coming for potentially an Atlanta United soccer match or for the upcoming Falcons season, we'd love to have you stay with us.
Last year I got to go to a Falcons game in Philly. It was the opening night, Thursday night. The man who's filming over here took me, Mr. Bill Lombard, a close personal friend and a producer for Golf Talk America. You were on the sidelines last night, right?
I was. One of my good friends, actually, she used to work for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who?
Her name is Gabby Morin. She does marketing and media.
What team?
All right, sorry.
What team
out Gabby.
Hey, Gabby.
And
how
now she. This is her second year working for the Falcons.
So
last
time?
Night I was her guest. Yeah, it was amazing. I'm taking her to the Tour Championship today. So it's like a week of sport.
Yeah.
It's great.
I love
that, though.
You're staying at a different hotel that will go unnamed. You're not staying here. So you drove down this morning to be on to help me or co-host the show with me. And you walked in and went, oh, my God, this is lovely.
Yeah, I wish I'd stayed here.
I know. Well, we won't say the other hotel, but Omni Hotels and Resorts worldwide are fabulous. Zach, we talked about this earlier. One of the neat differentiating factors to me with Omni, is that you're not cookie cutter. You're not, if I wake up in my room in Atlanta, then the next week I'm in New York in my room. Some hotels, you can't differentiate the city. You guys have done it on purpose. Tell us a little bit about how Omni to Omni and what you do to blend yourself in to the community and the city.
Sure. Well, you're exactly right in that, you know, our biggest platform with Omni is we want you to have a great sense of place when you come and you visit us, whether that's here in downtown Atlanta, whether that's at our beautiful hotel Omni Nashville in Nashville, Tennessee, or whether it's one of our resorts like La Costa Resort and Spa in North San Diego County. We want you to come in, experience the local flavors and local color of the community, really enjoy the hospitality of the local associates, and really be enriched by the environment first and foremost.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about Omni Nashville, my hometown, Nashville, Tennessee. Todd's sitting over here. He's the GM from Omni Nashville. And shout out to Todd and his family. And they're here to be part of this whole event this week. You are now the official hotel of the PGA Tour, Omni Hotels and Resorts. And thank you for being, you know, part of the PGA Tour family. We really appreciate that. But from, you know, Tucson, which we've talked about, Omni Tucson National, which hosts a PGA Tour event on the PGA Tour Champions, which is the Coligard Classic now, the old Conquistador Classic, mm-hmm. one of the most famous trophies in all of golf. But what I was talking about is, you know, you go to Tucson, and it just, it's so cool. It's so Tucson. You go to La Costa, it's so La Costa. You come to Atlanta, this is so Atlanta. And again, in the heart of downtown, you can get anywhere from this hub very easily. Up to the Braves Stadium in Marietta, mm-hmm. you're just right off the expressway, straight up and gone, to the concert venues, to that lovely stadium. So mm-hmm. what's the most fun part of your job?
The most fun part of my job as Director of Sales and Marketing here at the Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center is really just spending time with our customers and really learning their stories and trying to help them out, whether it's a large convention that may be coming to the Georgia World Congress Center, or potentially a family of four that's traveling from a nearby city that wants to enjoy all the great things that downtown Atlanta has to offer. Really enjoy sitting with people, understand their story, and showing them here, especially in downtown Atlanta, true Southern hospitality.
It really is. I love it. I'd never been to Atlanta before.
This
I'd
is
flown
the first.
In and out. It was always like my kind
first,
of flying stop.
First for Atlanta, first for Tour Championship, yeah. first for Omni,
it's
CNN
incredible.
Center.
Yeah, it's yeah. absolutely beautiful. Great city, though. I feel like there's so many little pockets of individual places around Atlanta, but everyone talks about the traffic, whatever. It's very easy to get around, though.
Traffic is everywhere. Nashville, we can tell you, is just as bad.
Yeah,
I mean, there's traffic everywhere, but that's a good thing because that means people are out, they're doing things, the economy's growing. It's a great deal. By the way, Zach, last night I decided not to go out with all the folks, and I dined here last night, had the scallops. Incredible, incredible. Your restaurant's at the service, the food was great. But you have a cheesecake dessert here that was, they said, Frank, you have to have this.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, it's Hennessy. Is it a Hennessy? Well, you know what it is.
Well, everything with our culinary department, we want to put a Southern twist on. We're really blessed here in Atlanta in that we're just a few hours from the coastline.
Sure.
And all the great coastal cuisine and all the flair that happens down there from Charleston to Amelia Island, so
yeah.
to speak. But then we're also close to the North Georgia Mountains. And so that takes on a different culinary appetite all in itself. We're blessed with a great chef, and
yes.
he really creates just a great Southern infusion that you had the opportunity to enjoy last night.
Oh, that cheesecake was awesome.
It's funny because when
popcorn.
You said there that you had the scallops, I'm like, there's got to be something else with this here. I was waiting for the alcohol mention, but you got it with your cheesecake.
No,
so, throw it all together.
I had a lovely, lovely wine and just sort of took it easy because I knew we had to do a show here. This is our first show at this hotel, although not our first with Omni. We're all over the place with Omni, and we just really appreciate everything you do. What would you say to our listeners? You guys have relationships with golf courses. You also will be out there taking guests. Mm-hmm. You have a chalet, I believe, on 18?
Yes. Yeah, so we're really thrilled to be taking some clients out over the weekend and really enjoy everything the Tour Championship is. East Lake is such a quintessential historic course, especially here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the history of that course is just phenomenal. And so to be able to showcase that to out-of-towners is a delight. I think the other thing for us, being the official hotel partner of the PGA Tour, and we take great pride in that accomplishment, but also some of the platforms we have, such as Say Goodnight to Hunger, and the
yes.
way that we give back to the community. And so all of those things we take great pride in and really are just looking forward to a great weekend at East Lake.
Now, how do our listeners participate in the Hunger Project?
So it's such a wonderful initiative that our president, Peter Strebel, really dreamed up 3 years ago in 2016, and essentially for every consumed room that you stay with Omni, we donate a meal to Feed in America. For everything that we do on the PGA Tour throughout the year, any birdie or better,
wow.
that's what we say, birdie or better, we donate 4 meals to Feeding America to feed a family. And you know, it's very impactful. it gives us such a great sense of purpose with Omni, to be a part of Feeding America, to work in the local food banks, and to give back to this dire need around the country.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that 1 in 7 people rely on local food banks as a supplement for
that
food.
That is so sad.
I know
that
it really
is. Sad, but it's so wonderful that a company like yourself, Omni Hotels and Resorts, participates in that. Diane, one of the things I want to bring up, and I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay.
One of the things I want to bring up is an interesting thing I've observed over the years of doing live shows at Omni Resorts on the PGA Tour circuit, is that the longevity of the staff in Omni Hotels, it's like family. People come here and go to work here, and you guys really do. You hear this a lot. We nurture our employees. You guys do it. I mean, you guys grow people from the mailroom, basically. I'm going to use that analogy, all the way to GMs. I mean, you truly do, and people have left, but time and time again, they come back. They go out and say, well, maybe I'll do something different. They always come back to Omni Hotels and Resorts. What do you attribute to that?
I really think it's our culture. We're a privately owned company. We're a very close-knit company, and we have direct dials to really our leadership in Dallas, and it's impactful. We don't think of our leaders in Dallas and our coworkers as coworkers. We think of them as family,
yep.
And I think that's what's most impactful.
And we will be in Dallas, by the way, for Ryan Palmer's charity event in October, so we'll stop by the Omni and holler at everybody there and say hello. We're also there for a couple of tournaments every year that we do have in Dallas, Texas, on the PGA Tour. So we certainly do. Diane, I'm sorry, we had a question.
No, I just wanted to ask you about the golf, because obviously you're going to be at the Tour Championship. Are you a big golf fan yourself? And who are you putting your money on this week?
Well, to answer the first question, I love golf, love watching it. I play on the weekends. I'm hit and miss depending on which weekend it is, but I love the game. I love it's such a great challenge, and it's such a great opportunity to network and learn other people's story. Goodness, this weekend, especially after yesterday, I don't know. I mean, it ranges Koepka, of course, Justin Thomas. But goodness, you see people like Matsuyama in that putt mm-hmm. yesterday.
Yeah.
How amazing that was.
Who would you like to win it then?
I enjoy Justin Thomas. He's got a beautiful stroke.
Yeah.
And so I love to see him win. But I'm a golf fan in general. So I'll be just out there watching them come in 18th and really cheering anybody on
Good.
That wins.
Well, first of all, because the winner gets $15 million.
How much?
15. 1-5.
Okay. That people,
second place gets $5
million. I'd take last place.
Well, if you won $15 million, what would be the first thing you would buy?
I have no idea.
An island in the Bahamas,
no.
A private plane.
No, let's take that into perspective, though, guys. And, Zach, I want your opinion on this. You're sitting here, and this is a sports town. This is sports mecca for the South, basically. If you look at baseball players, if you look at football players, and then you look at the PGA Tour and how much they make, people say, oh, $15 million, that's a lot of money. Wait a minute. Who just turned down a $60 million contract in baseball because he just, it's just not quite enough money. So you have to look at it, I think, and I really want your opinion, Zach, on this. It's not a whole lot of money in the bigger scheme of things, as well as the fact that I sign with the NFL and I get a $30 million contract, 5 years, whatever, and I get hurt week two. I still get paid. PGA Tour players are independent contractors. They get hurt. They're one root away from making $0. Big difference. I mean, I'd love your opinion on that.
Well, I think you're exactly right. When you put it in the general scope of sports, I think it's certainly a big paycheck at the end of the day, but there is parity as it relates to it. You know, these sports figures, they're more than just people that go out and play golf. You know, I had the privilege on Tuesday to watch the Payne Stewart Awards that was here in downtown Atlanta. And once you go through a ceremony like that, you really see the true impact of these players that are presently playing, but also after they're playing, what are they doing to give back to their communities?
And that's what Omni does in every community they're in, Diane. I mean, they just do.
Yeah, it's true. I love that side of it. Actually, I was I was at Rory McIlroy's press conference the other day, and in the press conferences, a lot of the journalists and media were asking them about the money.
Yeah.
And you could tell that it was making them a little bit uncomfortable at times, because it's like, oh yeah, if you win 15 million. But they all said that they were giving money back to charities, and Rory was very modest about it and talking about the fact that he really supports a lot of cancer charities back in his hometown and thereabouts, and he had bought land for them to build a new cancer support centre, and it's that kind of thing. You know, what's the point in having all of this money if you can't give it to other people to help change their lives?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're all really good at that. If you look at most of the golfers have their own foundations, and they all do a lot to support especially their local area where they grew up.
The PGA Tour donates billions back. Omni Hotels and Resorts also does a lot in every community they're in, things that you'll never hear about. Mm-hmm. Philanthropy you will never hear about. You guys will never tout it. And I'm privileged enough to know enough of your family around the country at Omni that I hear a little bit about what they're doing. And it's kudos, good on you guys. Good on Omni Hotels and Resorts. Privately held, which I think is fabulous. And there's a pride. There's a pride of ownership, a pride to work here. And I'm happy to be here. What a beautiful venue this place is, man. So what's up? What's up today? I know we're sitting here in the lobby. It's set up for a lot of your special guests for the PGA Tour event, the tournament, whatever. What is that tournament in town today, Diane?
What, the Tour Championship?
That's what it is.
Wow.
Yeah, the $50 million Tour Championship. You guys have a chalet. You're going to be taking a lot of people out there today. When does that happen? What are y'all going to do? Somebody's got a Bloody Mary over here. I won't say names on the air.
You're just sad it's not you.
You got it.
Well, here shortly, we'll be taking some visitors out within the next 20 minutes out to East Lake Golf Course. Hopefully, they get to experience everything. You know, ideally, walk the course. It's such a beautiful course. Oh. Be able to take photos of the clubhouse, enjoy some of that great history that we spoke of, enjoy some of our southern culinary quick bites, and maybe a beverage or two along the course, but then come back to the chalet at 18th Green and really, really see the whole group come through and make some great memories today at East Lake.
Greatest players in the world on one of the greatest golf courses, truly the most historic golf course from the Bobby Jones era all the way to today. Zach Craig, you're the best, buddy. Thank you so much. You've done things for us, for the PGA Tour, for Golf Talk America, that we very much appreciate and look forward to a long-lasting relationship with you guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us on. Thank you.
Thank you. So, oh, by the way, before you go, what's the website, Omni?
Website to go to is omnihotels.com. That's omnihotels.com. Between 60 and 70 resorts in North America, and the portfolio is growing. Everything from golf resorts throughout the country to great perfect destinations in large cities throughout the country as well.
And your spas. Don't forget those spas. They're fabulous. I will tell you that, Diane, you need to come out to Omni Tucson National.
Yes.
Their spa there, or many of the Omnis.
Any spa.
Zach Craig, Director of Sales and Marketing with Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center. And when we come back, more from downtown Atlanta, sitting here in the lobby of the gorgeous Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio, and we will be right back. I love that music. I absolutely love that music. That music is from a very, very famous movie that we will not talk about, Tin Cup. So Frank Bassett back with you live from the Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center, where we're shutting down the event here in the lobby this morning and heading over to the course, the Tour Championship. This is it. Diane Knox joining me from Secret Golf and PGA Tour Live. Thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to
Fun
be here
stuff.
With you. I love the fact that we can come to the Omni. We're welcomed in here. They're just so amazing to us.
I've not ruined the relationship yet, have I?
No.
I know.
I was going to say I'm surprised.
I know.
But
I've got a lot of nice Omni towels and robes.
They obviously think the world of you. They keep having you back here, and someone just came over with, bearing in mind there's two of us at this table, one Bloody Mary, which
you
is
like
not
one?
For me.
You can have this one.
No, honestly, I'm working. I'm a professional. I like to...
We're all pros here.
I was going right? to stay sober. But it's also very early in the morning, so I'm going to hold off for a little
bit.
I've
not had a sip. They brought it over and sat it here. It's very lovely,
yes.
But I've not touched it yet. Everybody down in Ponte Vedra, okay, I'm being good.
Yes.
But we will be at the Omni Chalet on 18 today to visit with some of the guests and the ownership, management of Omni Hotels Worldwide. And, man, looking forward to it. Diane, this is a big day. I mean, this is a big tournament, and there are a lot of new names, and or not new names, but names that aren't on the radar as often as a Tiger Woods or a Bubba Watson or, you know, who else? Phil Mickelson, by the way. Yeah. Oh,
he's not in the field.
Quick story before we get out of here.
Okay.
So we're at that same hotel with Phil and at Medina in Itasca, Illinois. Lightning strikes the hotel Sunday morning.
Gosh.
Right above Phil's room, the chimney. Now, we're Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resorts, one floor down. I'm one floor down and over to the left. So, anyway, we had luckily checked out because we were going to do the Sunday and then out of there. Phil was in the room, and it was like the apocalypse hit, and they had to send firefighters in to get his golf clubs and some clothes so he could go make his tea time.
And JT Poston, who's part of Secret Golf, which we talked about a little while ago, but he was staying in the hotel too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he actually couldn't get to his car, so he walked to the course.
Well,
and he had to go in through a spectator gate, and then one of the rules officials took him to the clubhouse, but he was like, how am I going to get to the course?
Yeah. Well, our hotel, Eaglewood Resort and Spa, fabulous folks, they had a private gate that we walked through right on the property there. Mm-hmm. Our hotel backs up to Medina.
Okay.
It did there. So we were, you walk into number 5 green.
Wow.
Right there. You're just right on top of it. But anyway, enough about those guys. Thank you, by the way, Adam and all you fellas. We appreciate everything. But the Omni Hotel and Resorts, they're great. And they've been really good to us over the years and hopefully like a lot more years. So let's wrap this thing up with some picks.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. It's tough. It's tough. It's early in the tournament, and it's moving day every day at this tournament.
I don't think it's – I'm going for Brooks Koepka for a few reasons.
And yeah.
Number one.
3-under with some bogeys yesterday.
And he just – he said this a million times before. He just turns it on for these big tournaments. And the way that they've changed the scoring for the Tour Championship, where they do want to make the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup winner the same person, they're trying to create this new kind of legacy for this event. And I don't mean they're trying to give it major status, but they're trying to put it up there with the four majors, with the players, you know, almost with the WGCs and then the FedEx Cup finale.
Yep.
And we know that he is the one that turns it on for these big events. The season he's had, some of the play we've seen from him this year has just been exceptional, and I'm in awe watching him at times. So I just think that he yesterday closed the gap. So he
was
3 shots behind Justin Thomas before they even hit a ball on Thursday.
Yeah.
Now they're both on 10 under par.
Yep.
So he was hot out of the gate to show everyone, hey, listen, I'm in this. And not only am I in this, but I'm going to be up there, and I'm going to be the guy that you're going to have to beat.
He went from number one in the FedEx Cup standings.
Yeah.
A couple of notches down because of the Medina tournament and the 25-under that Justin Thomas posted.
And he said that he wasn't feeling comfortable over the ball for the past few weeks. So
obviously he is now.
Mm-hmm, he had to work on something and get it figured out. But again, I was in his press conference the other day, and he said that for the first 2 playoff events, he did not feel comfortable over the ball. And then he figured it out. And I think it's one of those things that guys just start to overthink it. Justin Thomas had said it too with his putting, that when he was injured and he had that injury and had to withdraw from the PGA Championship earlier, he started focusing so much on his putting because he couldn't really full swing. And he started practicing his putting so much that he was looking for perfection and he couldn't get it.
There's no such thing.
And then he went the other way. So he had to go back to basics. So we saw it last week at Medina. He's just incredible right now.
Well, it's going to be fun. The skies are still clear, some white puffies, so we don't expect any rain for the tournament today. Maybe some PM showers. It's going to be hot, mid-90s, and low 90s, heat index of mid-90s, at Eastlake today, but I'm looking forward to getting out there. And so,
who do you think's going to win? Who's your pick? I want a name.
I have to do this?
Yeah.
I can't pick Ryan Palmer?
No.
He's not playing.
He's not playing.
I know. But
Rory McIlroy. What did Rory shoot yesterday? I didn't even see that.
We need to pull up his score. I don't have his score here. Let's look at the leaderboard real quick. And Rory McIlroy was 4-under yesterday.
He was 4-under yesterday?
Yes, ma'am.
Or he's 4-under total. See?
No, that's today. Let's see. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure because this is real time and I can't pull up yesterday's. Let's pull up yesterday.
Oh, well, he won't have teed off yet.
Okay, so he's 4-under yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. So see how much I don't know?
That's okay, though.
Yeah, with a bogey. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 birdies and 1 bogey yesterday.
Okay.
I'll pick Rory McIlroy.
Yeah? Did I just totally put that name in your mind?
No, I was really going to pick him because I think he's hungry for this. I know Justin Thomas wants it because there's only one other man who's won 2 FedEx Cups. That would be Mr. Woods. Mm-hmm. Justin Thomas could win his second. So Xander Schauffele is playing some great golf. I'll take McIlroy for a dime. And you take Brooks Koepka for a dime.
I'm doing
you know what a dime is in Vegas?
No.
1000.00.
1-0. Oh, okay.
Okay. It's a deal?
I'm not doing that, no. You make way more money than I do.
No,
so
I am
not putting
no,
that on the line.
Anyway, it's been a blast here today. Thank you, Omni. Thank you, Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center. Thank you, Omni Hotels and Resorts. Thank you, PGA Tour, for this platform, which we love very much, pgatour.com. And we got a lot of other great shows on pgatour.com/podcast, Talk of the Tour, On the Mark, and some special interviews, and The Next Wave. So check out all of our shows. Check us out. Follow us. Love us. Check out secretgolf.com. For Diane Knox, I'm Frank Bassett, and we'll be back with more from the Tour Championship this week.